Another thing that we looked at in this Patterson's Care study was adjuvant hormonal therapy, and particularly in the postmenopausal woman, to see where things are in terms of AIs. What we saw was pretty high utilization of AIs up front, specifically anastrozole, you know, almost always. You know, 75-80% of docs doing that at this point for the average situation. Again, does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me. I think we've seen that the AIs are better than other hormonal agents in every stage of the disease. It's a second-line treatment for metastatic disease. It's first-line treatment for metastatic disease. So that it was not much of a leap to believe that they'd be better as in the adjuvant setting. And the toxicities in general are less. Now, patients are very concerned about bone density, as are their physicians. But the bottom line, in terms of proportion of patients complaining about side effects and the proportion of patients quitting treatment because of side effects, there's an advantage for the aromatase inhibitors over tamoxifen.
Right now, which aromatase inhibitor do you utilize up front?
I tend to use anastrozole up front. So I tend to follow the clinical trial data. Now, the big FEMTA trial with looking at letrozole has been presented now and has not yet been published. So I think there's a rationale to use letrozole as well.
Right. That wasn't out at the time we did these surveys. It's going to be interesting. I guess the follow-up in that trial is shorter than with ATTACC. It's around 30 months, I think, versus 68 months. And the other thing that was seen in that was kind of interesting was an increase in death from myocardial infarction. What were your thoughts about that?
Well, I thought that was an interesting finding, and there are possibly adverse effects on blood lipids. It may be, too, that tamoxifen has some beneficial effect in terms of myocardial infarction, which has been noticed in some other studies. And that's another possible explanation for those findings. Now, this is a bit paradoxical when you compare this to trials with hormone replacement, where there actually was an increase in cardiac events. So that, you know, I think we'll just have to follow this further to see whether tamoxifen, in fact, might have some beneficial effects in terms of cardiac events.
Right now, in what situations in postmenopausal women where you're going to use hormone therapy, would you use tamoxifen as opposed to an AI?
Well, I talk the situation over with every patient, and what I would say is over time, I'm tending to use more aromatase inhibitors in patients with established osteoporosis who have relatively low-risk disease, so that the magnitude of difference between aromatase inhibitor and tamoxifen is going to be relatively small. We'll often reach a mutual decision to use tamoxifen. There are many women who have seen their mothers be crippled by osteoporosis and who want to avoid that fate and who are quite uncomfortable taking a drug which might affect their bone density.
Of course, the ATTACC trial and the other AI studies didn't utilize bone mineral density and bisphosphonates. We have one study, and I actually interviewed Dr. Gnant for our series that looked at premenopausal women that got ovarian suppression plus an AI, and it looked like the bone loss was prevented. When you look at all this data, do you believe that you can sort of prevent this from being a problem utilizing monitoring and bisphosphonates?
Well, I believe that that's the case in postmenopausal women, and we do have to monitor these patients closely and institute bisphosphonate treatment relatively early. There is another trial, the so-called ZFAS trial, which has been done in postmenopausal women, randomizing them to treatment with letrozole, with or without intravenous zoledronate. And we'll have to see the final results of that trial in terms of bone density evaluation. But I think that may prove to be a very promising way to go.